Hey, this is John Hawley for MusclePapa.com and the Florida Bodybuilding Show. This evening, I've got with us an interesting guest, I think. I saw her compete first at the Southern USA a few weeks back in Orlando, Riley Shea. Riley, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I think you have an interesting story. You've got kind of a leg up in the industry on a lot of competitors, being that there are so many competitors in the MPC competing these days. But, you know, here you're interestingly the daughter of Jennifer Strobo, a well-known decade-long attendee of the Olympia. And I just think that's very interesting that you would have such a high-profile mother and doing so well in the sport at present.
Yes, no, I would say that definitely does give me a leg up, and it does kind of maybe get my name out there a little bit more, which is nice. And then I also really believe in, you know, backing up, you know, the Jennifer Strobo name, so I try and work as hard as I can to really represent her well as myself.
Mm-hmm. I think of that program they have on one of the cable channels, the Children of Hip Hop or something. You know, you've got a lot to live up to. But it requires more than gold chains. It requires a lot of dedication to diet and training schedule. And you've got a busy life besides your competitive life as well. You're a student and you work as well, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be in my third year at Florida Atlantic University, and I do work as well around 20 to 40 hours a week. So getting in lifts and making sure that I'm prepped is definitely a priority of mine. So no matter the time, I definitely make it work.
Your mother didn't realize we were doing the interview, and she had messaged me earlier in the day, kind of surprised. And of course, we would expect our parents to hopefully brag on us, but. But she said that you were more steadfast and driven than she was. So how do you relate?
I would say yes. With having such a busy schedule, I am definitely not one to do things that waste my time. And so if I, you know, have my head set on a goal, and if I have my head set on a certain show, I am going to give it 110%. I don't want to waste, you know, my coach's time. I don't want to waste my mom's time. I don't want to waste the judge's time. So I really do try and put my everything into prepping for a show and into really any goal, whether that be prepping for a show or anything else.
Now that's, has this always been the case with you, aside from you having a busy schedule? We see a lot of these kind of alpha personalities, people that are very driven and focused. Would you say you
I do have very dedicated parents. My dad is, you know, very successful as well. And seeing my mom's dedication and my parents' dedication definitely had an influence on me. I will say that fitness is something that I have probably put in the most dedication for. I remember talking to a family member and saying that I have never, you know, put so much into one thing before. And I really think that doing fitness and competing really does strengthen your determination in all aspects of life, not just fitness. So I wouldn't say that I don't know, maybe was born with it, but definitely having dedicated parents and starting out in the fitness world has definitely increased and, like, had my dedication grown.
Mm-hmm. You're incredibly well-spoken for a young lady. You're majoring in communications, correct?
Yes, I am. I definitely feel like I am foggy and tongue-twisted being 5 days out, but I am trying my best to hold it all together.
And that's 5 days out from the Bev Francis Atlantic States?
Yes, it is.
Was your prep different? Have you made any changes from Southern USA? Are you still on target?
It was different, yes. My nutrition changed a little bit, which is obviously scary, knowing, you know, because I did only have 3 weeks in between Southern USA's in Atlantic States, and so trying something a little new was a little intimidating for me just because you never know how your body's going to respond. But that's really where I just kind of put all my trust into my coach, and you know, I just followed it 100%, and I think it's working out well, so that's good.
Now, your coach, are you with Team Bombshell?
Yes, with Team Bombshell. I have a couple of coaches that look at me, so that's kind of nice. I obviously send pictures to my mom sometimes as well to kind of get her feedback. So I do have a lot of eyes on me, which is nice.
So you've got a separate posing coach, maybe training as well as nutrition. Your mom's a dietitian too, so that helps.
Yes, it does help. I try not to have mom be my sole coach. I think it just kind of works best for her and me, just because I know her and I are both very anal people. But I do obviously value her opinion, and so I always send her pictures as well, just kind of get her feedback and stuff like that.
Sure. Now, being that she's in figure, you're presently competing in bikini. What are your goals? You've done two shows now. Do you prefer the look of bikini, or do you see yourself maybe moving into another division later?
For myself personally, I prefer the look of bikini. I just prefer being having a little less muscle. I can't believe how much dedication my mom has had in growing her muscle and over the years, but I definitely prefer my body type, just the smaller look.
Now, you are a couple inches shorter than your mom?
Yes, I'm actually a lot of inches. I think she's around 5'7 or 5'8. I am sticking with 5'2.5.
a little. Well, but you took second in your class at Southern USA's, and you look terrific. How did you feel? You've done one other show. You did the Ruby in 2017. How did you feel your development had gone over the course of that time?
I was very nervous actually coming into the show. I had no idea how I was going to do. Every day I would tell my mom, like, oh, I don't know about this show. I don't know if I want to do it, just because, I don't know, for some reason I had gotten in my head. My weight was a little different for the first show, and so that kind of also got into my head, but backstage, all my nerves just calmed down. I didn't really practice posing that much backstage. I just kind of relaxed, sat there, make sure I was pumping up, make sure I was just kind of sticking to myself, and then that honestly calmed like all my nerves going on to stage. So I think that really helped me. I felt more confident this time around once I got on stage because I wasn't so stressed out backstage. And I had a lot of people there supporting me, making sure that I was good and that I was handled, so that was nice as well.
Now, you were prepping while, when did your semester at went to Florida Atlantic end? Were you prepping for finals at the same time you were prepping for the contest?
Yes, I was. Finals week and peak week actually were the week. So I had finals week, and then right after that week, I had peak week. So that was a little stressful. I started prepping for Southern USA's in February, and my semester did not end until this past May. So that was very stressful at times. And I think that's also why I was kind of getting into my head a little bit about this show, just because I did have more stress and I had more things going on. I was working. And I was not working during my first prep, so I was working. I was a full-time student. I had more classes. But I'm glad that I was able to pull it together, make it work.
Yeah, a lot of students have difficulty or fall into those traps of you're up all night studying for an exam, that sort of thing, and you're absorbing a lot of comfort food. How did you manage? Were you eating out of Tupperware containers while you're cramming for exams?
Yes, I was. I do think that staying or making sure that you're prepped for the week is one of the biggest, you know, one of the best things that you can do as a college student is meal prepping, because I would be in the libraries late, and there is a Dunkin' Donuts right on the first floor. So whenever everybody else is getting donuts and croissants, I was making sure that I was having my, you know, chicken and rice and my fish and rice. And that was difficult, obviously, seeing people, you know, being able to indulge and not have to, like, walk to the microwave to go heat up your food. But obviously, you know, like I said, I was just trying to stay focused, and staying busy really does help. And just kind of sticking to myself and not really being focused on others around me, that also really helped me just kind of stay in my lane and make sure I was on top of my nutrition as well as my cardio training.
Do you find that influenced maybe some other students? Did you have other students asking you about that sort of thing, aside from the guys maybe hitting on you or something?
I am in a sorority, actually. So a lot of them do know that I compete, and I do bring my meals, like, whenever we have meetings and stuff. And so a lot of them have asked me, you know, about the things I eat and my training. And there are a couple girls in my sorority as well who, you know, live in the gym just like I do. And so it is nice to talk about it with other girls who, you know, want to get into it and want to start a healthy lifestyle, because I really think that's what, you know, competing and being into fitness is all about, is having a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to kind of help other girls get into that as well.
Yeah. Do you find it's like I'm stuttering there, but do you find quite a few college students do get out of shape? It seems like maybe that's an excuse. It's a high stress level sort of circumstance where the most important thing is getting a good grade.
Yes, I do find that a lot of people kind of fall back on that as an excuse. And I, during my first year of college, that's what I was doing. I did not get into fitness until around January of 2017. That was like the first time I kind of sat myself down and was like, okay, I'm going to make a switch, because I did kind of feel myself going into that. And, you know, growing up in a healthy household, that's, you know, not what you want to do, obviously. And so, yeah, it did kind of take me to kind of get to a point where I was like, okay, I'm not comfortable with myself. I can tell that I'm, you know, I'm tired all the time. I'm lazy. No, I did not have, like, any excess weight gain, but just my attitude towards things was different. And once I did switch to a healthier lifestyle, I did see a lot of things change, not just, like, in my body, but in my mindset about, like, all other things and stuff.
So it's actually helped you with your classes and your performance all around?
Yes. Yes. No, I would say for sure, especially, like I said, growing – having my dedication and my determination grow definitely helps me with my dedication towards my classes as well as training and cardio. Mm-hmm.
Well, in looking back before college, were you a high school athlete? Did you participate in sports in high school?
I was always pretty active as a child. My parents always had me in sports. I played soccer for most of my life, and I did play in high school a little bit. And then around... right whenever I got a car, I remember I got a gym membership as well. And so I would go to the gym sometimes. Nutrition was definitely not a priority in high school. I never in a million years ever thought that it honestly would be a priority in my life. But I definitely did enjoy always being active, which I think helps me now as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking forward, what are your goals relative to you're competing in what you see as a healthy lifestyle relative to the diet and exercise?
When it comes to competing, I obviously would love to go pro one day. I know that, you know, that is a big goal and a big achievement, and I'm not afraid of the time, you know, that it will take for me to get there. I'm not in any rush. I am, you know, I know I'm young. That was a critique that I heard from the judges, was that I'm just young. I know my muscles need maturity. So I'm not really in any rush, but I would love to turn pro someday, and really just to carry on this healthy lifestyle. I, over time, if I stop competing, I do not want to fall back into, you know, the ways of not really having nutrition be a priority. I want to make sure that my nutrition is always a priority no matter what. But really just that, keeping like dedication throughout everything, not just in competing, but throughout like life as well.
Well, that's terrific. Well, geez, if you were to give advice to other young ladies and gentlemen, maybe that are considering making a switch, what would it be? Not only a switch in lifestyle, but maybe competing. Do you have any general tips per se?
Tips, I would say definitely, like I said, meal prepping, and really just, it's hard. The first couple months are always going to be the most difficult, but I always just try and reassure people that, you know, you really do need to stick with it. And whenever you do see consistency, there we go, consistency in, you know, the fitness world and nutrition is definitely key to seeing changes. And so I think people, you know, they do it for a week and they don't see a change, and so they kind of give up. I think just staying consistent with your nutrition and your cardio and your training, I think really that is kind of the key to making a change and to really seeing that change in your body, is just staying consistent in all the things that you do.
I recall your mother suggested you don't vary in your diet. She may offer that you can, you know, slide a little bit, maybe do a cheat meal, and you're pretty rigid. Do you incorporate a cheat meals on a weekly basis, or how do you handle that sort of thing?
I do incorporate cheat meals on a weekly basis. I really think that does kind of help, you know, with your mindset about things. That kind of helps that, like, little mental break and little mental escape. And it also helps me stay more dedicated during the week, knowing that I have, you know, a burger and fries to look forward to in the weekend. And I think it's nice because I'm not really able to go out that often, like, with friends. And so having that one, you know, night a week where I can, you know, go out to dinner with friends or go out on a date with my boyfriend, you know, that, like, that's something to look forward to. So it kind of does help me stay more strict during the week, knowing that I have that on the weekend.
Okay. And is it a cheat meal or a cheat day, or how do you manage that?
Definitely a cheat meal. Maybe usually incorporates, like, date nights with my boyfriend are my favorite. And so we always, for our cheat meal, we would go to dinner, and then we would go to a movie. So usually that would be, like, a burger and fries, and then we would go have some popcorn. If there's, like, a little thing here and there throughout that day, you know, I might have some, but I definitely try to just stick to one meal just to kind of keep myself in check, and so I don't feel sick the next day. I can't stand waking up and, you know, feeling just sluggish, and so keeping it just to one meal or just, like, a couple hours at night, that kind of helps my feeling the next day.
Sure. Do you find that if you do slide and you have a little too much, that do you get an immediate negative kind of physical response, or is it strictly the next morning sort of thing?
I do get an immediate physical symptom. My body, I think, is very sensitive now towards you know, processed foods and things like that. It's more honestly also, you know, a negative or a mental negativity too. I kind of do beat myself up a little bit, which I'm trying to work on, just because I don't want to have a bad attitude towards food. You know, food is food. I want to, you know, celebrate food and love food, and I don't want to, you know, beat myself up if I do slip up a little bit. I think that's, you know, being human, that's being young, and it's going to happen. So I don't want to, you know, overstress myself too much if I do slip up.
Right. Have you had much exposure to Team Bombshell and the philosophies? And I'm prompted to ask you that, considering your response there with the healthy relationship to food, because obviously a lot of women in the industry, you know, the stories are, there's just tons of stories of women that were anorexic or bulimic, had various sorts of serious issues with food, and you kind of address that right off the bat, that you want to have a healthy relationship with food.
Yes, I do think being young, and also I'm kind of prone to, you know, eating disorders, just that, you know, especially being in college and, you know, with social media being so big nowadays, it is kind of hard to, you know, whenever you are in your off season and you do have a little, more weight on you than, you know, than your stage weight, it is kind of hard to see girls who, you know, are competing at the moment or, you know, are stage ready, because it kind of makes you feel like you're doing something wrong. And, you know, I'm not going to lie and say I've never, you know, felt like that. And like I said, it's something that I'm working towards right now. It's something that I'm going to be working on towards after my show, because I don't know when I will be competing again. And so just kind of, you know, setting myself up for success and just kind of knowing, you know, that I am going to gain weight, you know, and is going to be done in a healthy manner. I'm not going to, you know, punish myself if I see the skill. If I see the skill going up a little bit, you know, I'm just going to try and make sure that I am, you know, enjoying myself, because I am, you know, a teenager. I am young. I am, on, you know, about to be on summer vacation. I do want to enjoy myself, but, you know, just having everything in moderation, I think really doing that and kind of allowing myself to enjoy myself and enjoy some foods that I don't normally have on prep, I think that will help me when it comes to having a healthy relationship with food. And I'm, you know, I hope to help other girls, you know, who are young and also competing, who, you know, have a difficulty with the weight gain, you know, in between shows, you know, to see like that it's not, you know, bad to gain weight, you know, it's healthy and it's normal, and it'll help you in your training. It'll help push, you know, to gain muscle. So I'm all about, you know, just having a healthy relationship with food and hoping to inspire other girls to have healthy relationships with food as well, especially being in college.
Sure. Now, is there a particular, you've already mentioned that you like the bikini sort of body type and it fits for you, but in relation to body image and maybe we can explore that a bit more. Oftentimes, there's the shape of girls kind of, when we see girls off season, on season, in bikini and so forth, they'll look a certain way. And are you seeing in yourself, do you have a vision of how much weight you can possibly gain to be comfortable with yourself? I mean, there's so many factors that go into that related to how much cardio you're doing through the course of your prep and what your caloric intake is and such. Do you have kind of a formula to match the vision of where you need to be? Do you think you can pull it off and it all come together in a healthy kind of way, both mentally and physically?
I actually asked my mom recently what she thinks my, you know, offstage weight should be, and she said, you know, that she doesn't really know yet. It kind of depends on how, you know, my body does react with some things. After my first show, I did stay pretty lean. I can't honestly remember how much pounds I was over stage weight, but, you know, I didn't really want to step on the scale, honestly. I just kind of went off how I looked and how I felt. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not really sure where I'm going to be at this off season. Which is kind of nerve-wracking for me, just like the not knowing, because I do kind of want to know, like, a weight to stay around just to kind of help regulate myself. So I'm hoping that it all comes together in the end. I'm hoping I'm not really focusing on what the scale says and more on just, like, how I'm feeling and how I'm looking. I do think girls nowadays kind of get, you know, the number on the scale in their head too much, and a lot of girls and a lot of people hold weight differently. I hold weight differently now than I did before I started working out, for sure. So, like, I'm just not really going to know, you know, where I'm going to hold the weight and where I'm going to and how I'm going to look. So I just try really not to focus on the number and try to just kind of focus on how I feel and how I look and things like that.
Right. Well, yeah, that's an excellent response. Yeah, the scale can be a terrible thing. But you do have a vision and you have the resources, like you have a good pool of people around you that can help guide you, and you are cognizant and concerned about all those issues coming together and working to your best benefit. Your caloric intake, for oftentimes we hear horror stories of bikini competitors on real low caloric intakes and doing 3 hours of cardio. What's your regime like? I mean, in terms of Do you have a minimum amount of calories per day that you could share with us?
I actually do not count my calories. I do get a meal plan every single, every couple weeks from my coach. And during, when I'm on prep, some of those numbers will change. Like some, maybe one day I'll get a quarter cup of oats, for breakfast, and the next day I'll get a third cup of oats. So I don't really try to track just because, I also know that I can kind of get people's head, and I don't really want to see food as a number. I just kind of want to see it as food.
Nice.
And I don't really know my calories right now. I don't really know my macros at the moment. I'm just kind of following what my coach says and what's working with my body. And, if she says to eat this, I eat that, just kind of things like that.
Sure. Eating 5-6 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, I do eat 6 times a day, and I do, right now, I am doing fasted cardio as well as cardio after my workouts, but like I said, that also ranges a lot in the amount of cardio I'm doing. My weight training does stay pretty much the same throughout my entire prep, but I would say my cardio maybe ranges from 30 minutes to an hour, just somewhere around there. Like I said, also, always depends on how I'm looking, how much weight I am dropping, because I do weigh myself on prep. So it just kind of all depends on that. So I wouldn't say I have a set cardio or a set meal plan, because it does change so often, especially whenever I'm on prep.
Okay, and it's not an extreme amount of cardio. You say, is that 30, 60 minutes a day or per session?
Probably per session. Mm-hmm. Yeah, per session. Like in the morning, but I also do get a lot of rest days because of my body does respond. Luckily, I'm very grateful that my body does respond really well to rest. Mm-hmm. And so I will wake up, if I do have a full rest day, I will wake up a lot tighter. And so I do get a lot of rest days, but whenever I am doing cardio, the amount can range from around 30 to 60 minutes fasted, and then PM as well.
How about your response to sleep? You say rested days, you're referring to not working out per se, but when you were doing finals, I would think that was fairly stressful on the body. You probably weren't able to get 8 hours sleep. What do you respond to?
No, I was not. And that also was why I was not, at first, not very confident going into Southern USA's, because I knew I was not getting the rest that my body needed. And I was, up, I was having late nights, and then I was also working, 8 to 9 hour shifts, the next day. And so I was really stressed out a lot of times. And then, of course, stress, kind of made me hold on to water more. And so I was very anxious and stressed going into the show, but I did make sure that I took off work pretty much the entire peak week just so I could rest up. And right as I, was doing that rest and I was back in Orlando, I think my body tightened up really well. And so that's what I'm hoping will happen for this next show as well.
Okay. But you're working, but at least you don't have classes at the moment, right?
Or do you? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, I am working. And then tomorrow is my last day of work. And then tomorrow night I plan on driving to Orlando just to rest, and then me and Mom fly out on Thursday to New York.
Well, that's exciting. So, I can't wait for the results, and we appreciate you sharing the time with us and delving into all things. Are there any, probably there's somebody listening pulling their hair out thinking, I haven't asked you any interesting stories related to your mother over the course of the last decade when she's been at a top Olympian, or were there any moments per se that kind of struck out or that stick out in your mind that?
Yes, I have a very specific one. Yeah. And this was actually, she was in prep for her very first show. And I remember we were going to the movies and she came later than us. And my sister comes in and was like, do not talk to Mom. She's in a bad mood. So I was like, okay, I wonder what happened. And then later I found out she had broke down and started crying in the middle of a Subway because they did not have any spinach. And at the time, I was like, who does that? Like, who cares about spinach that much that she would break down crying in public? But now that I am doing my own prep, I have had many public breakdowns where I cannot get the food that I need. And so now it all makes sense to me. But I do remember that very first prep that she went through where she broke down in the middle of a Subway because she couldn't get any spinach.
Was that New York? Or?
No, that was in Pensacola, actually, whenever she first started.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that's spinach. Yeah, I recall her talking about being all over with her food prep at ball games and so forth and so on. She finds a way to manage. But, I can see her doing that. But that strikes a chord with you now. You're doing the same thing, eh?
Yes. No, I remember during my first prep, I had bananas on my plan, and that made me love bananas just because having that, you know, something sweet in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was out of bananas, and I was driving around everywhere. I went to, like, 7 grocery stores, and they were all out of bananas, and I also broke down crying. So I definitely understand where she was coming from then.
Oh, that's horrible and funny at the same time.
Yes, it's funny now. It was definitely horrible and a traumatic experience then.
Well, again, Riley, we wish you well at the Bev Francis Atlantic States coming up, and we thank you very much for sharing your story, and hopefully it will inspire some other young college-age students and people of all ages to say, hey, this Riley can do it. Maybe this is something I can do, too.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I cannot tell you how grateful I am for this opportunity, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Oh, absolutely. Now, for people that want to follow you and find out how you're doing along the journey, so to speak, and follow your results and so forth, where would you advise them to go, on any particular social sites?
Yes, I am definitely most active on Instagram. My username is Riley, R-Y-L-E-I-G-H .M-C-C.
M-C-C. Well, Riley, we wish you the best here in so-called Hell Week, or and just, yeah, make us all, and of course make Mama proud.
Thank you. I will try my very best.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Alisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle in bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touch it and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks. So I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop. And, you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So, yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.